May 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in your efforts to keep your spiritual household secure, you must make prayer a priority throughout the day. Do this by inviting me to be a part of every present moment when you awaken in the morning. You will feel the effects of grace working in your midst throughout the day. If all souls in the world today would do so, you would have no corruption, no political agendas, no dishonesty. The truth would rule each heart. As it is, there is only a minority of souls who live this way. The truth has taken a beating. Trust in me is also rare and mocked. Those who stand for the truth are persecuted. My prayer warriors must uphold the truth with courage. Do not back down in the face of objections. Early Christians had to live this way. Now you, in these last days, will be given the same fortitude and perseverance if you trust in me." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. "Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us." Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.